going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, would you just be able to talk a little bit about what this meeting is about today?
Well, we're holding town hall meetings across Erie County and the region, but specifically this one's dedicated towards the investments that Erie County's made over the last few years, including through the American Rescue Plan. Investments we've made in Lancaster area, including the Town Village, Town of Alden, Marilla, and then the impact that certain cuts have been made by the Trump administration on county government and services in our community. We did one a little bit over, about a month ago in the town of Concord, went very well. We're holding another one here, and then next week I'm actually having my State of the County. So we'll be having additional town hall meetings after the State of the County talking about some of the same things.
And what are you hoping to get out of this meeting today? I know there's a Q&A later, so getting the public's response, what are you hoping to do?
My goal is just to explain what we're doing in county government and hear from the public about the services that we provide, things that they're interested in. I'm sure we'll hear a bunch about road infrastructure type of work. We always hear that type of stuff. So I'm looking forward to hearing from them to find out exactly what their concerns are.
And are there any specific goals that you're looking to reach with this today, or
I don't know, technically? It's not so much goals, it's just having the public understand what we're doing in county government and then hearing back from them on their concerns. When you're an elected official, your bosses are the people that are in your community, all of them, not just the people who voted, but all the citizens, and there's 950,000 or so citizens in Erie County, so they're all my bosses. So it's an opportunity for me to go out into the public, talk to my bosses, so to speak, and hear back from them.
Talk about Elise Stefanik. I apologize if I mispronounced her name. Rumors of her running for governor. Do you have any thoughts on her running for governor, being one of the Republican candidates?
We don't know exactly who's going to be in the field next year. I can tell you one thing, Kathy Hochul will be running for re-election. There's no doubt about that. Actually talked to the governor today about some local issues. And she's focused on completing the budget in Albany, addressing some concerns that we have locally. And then I'm sure when she gets through the budget in this year, then they'll really start focusing on next year. Stefanik might be a candidate. Mike Lawler might be a candidate on the Republican side. We've also heard that there's some other potential candidates on the Democratic side. But we have a governor that cares about us here in Western New York because she's from us. She's from here. And I know she's running again, and that's our governor, Kathy Hochul.
There's been a report from the Investigative Post about Governor Chris Scanlon wanting to bring operating and maintenance costs for the zoo and Salem Field Shays to Erie County. Just like, I know that we're here to talk about. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that?
Well, the mayor and I actually talked about that earlier today. We hadn't talked about it before the story came out. I don't think there is anything real solid that the city's thinking of at this point. The county provides significant operating assistance to the zoo, the science museum, the history museum. We don't do anything with the baseball stadium. That's solely owned by the city and solely maintained by them. But we also provide capital support for a lot of these organizations. We've given capital grants to the zoo for various projects that we've had. We've given capital grants to the History Museum and the Science Museum. So we're not the owners of the facility, but we have provided millions of dollars to these facility in the recent past. And if he wants to have those conversations, I'm willing to discuss it with him, but I'm just not going to accept anything without having those conversations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.